From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook reading Savage Skies by Cassie Edwards. Now let's begin with a poem by Melissa Duncan. He rode quickly and stealthily through the night, heart racing, never stopping until he had her in sight. Long waist-length auburn hair, blowing in the night breeze without care. Eyes that penetrate and shine like the bright sky. To see her again, he had to tell a forbidden lie. How could he be so dishonest, their noble chief? At the thought, his heart ached with such grief. O great spirit from up above, please help my people accept the woman I deeply love. By Melissa Duncan. Chapter 1. Through many changing years, we have shared each other's gladness, and we wept each other's tears. By Jeffries. Wyoming, 1851. Autumn, the moon when the calf grows hair. The sun spiraled lazily down the smoke hole of the largest teepee in the village of the Wind Band of the Assiniboine Indians, a name which meant literally our people. This was the lodge of Chief Wakianto, Blue Thunder. 28 winters of age, he was a muscled and boldly handsome man. His sculpted features contrasted vividly with the pockmarked face of the man who sat with him in private council. Gray Eyes was a dear childhood friend of Blue Thunder and chief of the neighboring White Owl Band of Assiniboine.
"It is good to have you sitting with me again, my friend," Blue Thunder said. "Tell me why you have need of counsel with your friend Blue Thunder. I am always here to listen and to offer help if it is needed."
"I come with sad news," Gray Eyes said solemnly. "I hate to ask for your help again, my friend."